ESP is on the phone from his home on WIP. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Friday at 3, we're joined by the one and only Elliot Shore Parks. It is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, how we feeling?
Man, just when I thought the Rizzler tearing it down on Bring the Boom was the song of the summer, you guys go and drop that, and it's even a better day.
Hold on. You didn't even know what the song was a week ago. Now you're all Rizzlered up?
No, I've always been Rizzlered up. I just didn't realize that I thought that was like Ice Cube, Run DMC, but it turned out the Bodega Boys or whatever they
are. Run DMC.
The Bodega Boys.
This guy. So, Elliot, you have a remarkable ability to take a reasonable opinion and phrase it in a way that makes everyone crazy. And we've been doing the show so far on your theory that this game for the Eagles is an acceptable loss. Could you present your backing behind that?
Yeah, so I view Sunday like a soccer game. Like in soccer, the result is not, it's not always about the final score. You can go out there and play a good game and walk away and have a good result. And on Sunday, for the Eagles, a good result is just competing in the game. Go out there, keep it close. If you lose 27-24, if you lose 30-27 or something like that, that's fine. Like, yes, you'd like to see the defense play better, but the Bengals have one of the best offenses in the NFL. So I think if they can go out there and take a step forward from last week, right? They took a step forward, I think, from the bye week to the Browns. I think they took a step forward from the Browns to the Giants. And if they just go out there Sunday in Cincinnati and compete, I think they can definitely leave considering that a good result.
Do you, quick addition to that, let's say T. Higgins doesn't play. Do you feel the same way?
No, if T. Higgins doesn't play, then I think there's more pressure to win the game.
More pressure to win the game. Yeah, T. Higgins. I didn't know he was Jerry Rice. Yeah,
well,
T. Higgins.
They realize
they're 3-4 with him, right?
Yeah, no, they are. I agree. Okay. But if you look at the teams, if you look at their schedule, like they have one bad loss, which is the Patriots. But outside of that, they've lost, I believe, three of the best.
The Eagles only have one bad loss.
What?
The Eagles only have one bad loss.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think Sunday would be a bad loss or any type of reason to sound the alarm. Like, if they go out there Sunday and they lose, it's not going to be, oh, like these last 2 weeks where, you know, it meant nothing. Yeah. Or, oh, it's actually, like, it's none of that. Like, I just think it's about seeing how they stack up to one of the best teams in the league.
Well, this is why when you tweet stuff out, you know, it's hard for you to go in depth about what you're really saying. That's why you get the backlash that you get. Yeah. The nonsense that it's an acceptable loss with that headline is nonsense. That's nonsense. But
it is an acceptable loss.
No, it's not. It's not. Forget about that part of it. I'm trying to focus on something I agree with you on with this. Forget about that nonsense about acceptable loss, because you're in a minority with that, and nobody else would agree with that, quite frankly, except Spike and Jack. But I do agree with you that if they were to lose the game, the season isn't over with. So I that part I can agree with, that, you know what, there's still a lot that they can still play for. A lot of the goals are still ahead of them. My thing is that when you're talking about the temperature around this team and the noise around this team, they lose this game Sunday. And sure, it's nice for you to paint a picture to where you think everybody would feel okay. But I don't know, what if they go out there and Jalen turns the ball over 3 times Sunday and they lose? You think everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, that was an acceptable loss?
No, that's why I'm saying, I'm not saying it's acceptable.
I know you're trying to paint a picture. No, would you just say it 30-27? So you're painting a picture where everybody can feel good about something and move forward. That's happy in fantasy land. I'm saying there's also a scenario where he cannot play well, right? The defense gets torched and it's a loss and everybody is outraged Monday.
Yeah, that would be an unacceptable loss. Okay. What I'm saying is that if they go out on Sunday and they play well but lose the game, like if they would have lost to the Browns or the Giants, it doesn't matter how that game would have looked, right?
Right.
Like they could have played outstanding. You lose to either of those teams, that is unacceptable. But I agree with you. If they go to Cincinnati and Jalen has 2 turnovers, the defense gives up 35 points, they don't score in the first quarter, then yeah, that's different. But what I'm saying is there are games in the NFL that you have to win. This is not one of them. This is more about a barometer test for this team, seeing where they're at.
Barometer test?
Yeah, getting a crucial win over an AFC team. It's just not an important game. It's more about seeing where they're at.
Yeah, see, I think it is an important game, not only for our psyche, but for their psyche as well.
For them to prove to themselves.
Yes, I believe they need that. I believe they need that against an opponent that is a respectable opponent. Now, it's not like they're going to give the two wins back they just had, but they're smart enough to know they just beat two inferior opponents that they should have beaten, and it wasn't flawless victories. Well, last Sunday was almost a flawless victory, but there are areas that this team needs to continue to improve upon so that they are where they want to be late in the year. And when you go up against a team like the Bengals in a desperate situation in their building, dude, I'm telling you, dude, a win on the road against a team like this, it could catapult this team. You got Jacksonville after that. They got a Washington team that's going to be coming in here being served up on a platter to us on national TV for us to stamp ourselves as the best team in this division. That's where a win like Sunday could sort of propel you to going to Dallas on the road and burying that team. That's why Sunday, I believe, is a big game, and it's not a must win. Win for them. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a must win, but it's one of those types of wins that could be pivotal in a season. Kind of reminds me of 17 when they went down to Carolina, right? They had won a few games prior to going down to Carolina, but then everybody was like, you know what, man? They beat Carolina on a Thursday night. That was a good team. That's when everybody started believing, and I believe that's what this team needs.
I agree that this can absolutely be a game that we talk about in 2 months and is like, this is when they really
This is when it turned around for them, yes.
Right. I think you guys did this earlier in the week. Are they turning the corner? Have they turned the corner? I think they are definitely turning the corner from this rut they've been in over the past 12 games, whatever you want to say. I do think the last 2 weeks have been steps in the right direction. To your point, if they win the game, yes, I think that it will be – probably their best win of the season. I mean, the Packers is an impressive win as well.
This would be better.
It would be a really impressive win.
Yeah. Make the argument, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers weren't quite the Packers when we played the Packers. It was a weird game. I think this would be the most impressive win of the season.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think the Saints win was impressive too. But yes, I think this would be the most impressive one. But to your point about how the players can feel, I think that they should be able to go down there, and if the final score doesn't go their way, still look at that and go, you know what? A month ago, we wouldn't have been competitive in this game. 3 weeks ago, we probably wouldn't have been. But now we have corrected things and improved to the point where we just went up against one of the better teams in the league.
You're talking about, we're not Rutgers, bro. This is what you mean, competitive. We're one of the big dogs.
They got smacked around by the Bucks.
Hold on. We were underhanded, too.
I'm just saying, from where this team has been, right? I think they have shown noticeable improvement over the past few weeks. So Sunday is not about the final score. Sunday is about seeing if that improvement is legitimate or not. That's why I believe, that's why I agree with you, that if they turn the ball over and the defense is terrible, then that's not acceptable. But Sunday is not about the final score. It's about how they play.
It is about the final score. It is, but and how they play does matter. I'm not going to tell you that there's no way anybody could take anything away from this game to feel positive about if they don't win it. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I can't predict what that's going to look like today. So I would rather say go get the W. Go get the W. Forget about all that. Let's go down here and play hard. What are you talking about? We're not the Jags, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're the Eagles.
Yeah, but they haven't played like the Eagles for a year.
That's right? Hold on. Let's not go backwards. That's what we're working towards right now. That's why Sunday is important. The Bengals aren't the Chiefs. They aren't the Chiefs. They aren't the Buffalo Bills. They aren't the Baltimore Ravens. They're the Bengals. They're 3-4. They lost to New England. They lost to I'm not sure how legit Washington is just yet. What's Washington's most impressive win? The Bengals? What's Washington's most impressive win? I don't really know. I think it's the Bengals.
It probably is the Bengals, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even know how real Washington is. I don't know how real they are. So I'm just saying right now, to me, the Eagles still need to carry themselves like they are the class of this division. I don't want to hear this nonsense about we go down there and play hard and we could take it. That's basically what you call a
Moral victory.
Yeah, the moral victory thing. That's basically what that is a moral victory.
They're not, like, we can view them that way, but they haven't earned the right to be viewed that way. Like, they haven't played well enough where it's like, yes, we're one of the top three teams in the NFL. We should, like, they can feel that way. That's fine. But I'm saying from my perspective, I'm not sure they can go down.
They haven't played that way this year.
They have in stretches.
At certain points. Now, we're a top 10 team now. Come on now.
I agree, but I said
okay.
Top three.
All right. I'm not even going to ask you the other questions.
Bring the boom on Sunday and they're good to go. That's all I'm saying. All right?
Real quick, in 30 seconds or less, do you think that we will see, I guess, additions to the offense on Sunday? They almost stripped it down the last couple of weeks and sort of took it down to its most basic form, especially against the Giants. Do you think that will be a process of building up to something a little more complicated, a little more intricate? Do you think we'll see new things on Sunday?
No, I don't.
I was going to say me either. No, I don't think so.
Look, I think he'll throw it more than 14 times to that, but I don't think you're all of a sudden going to see, you know, crazy motion plays, throws over the middle, like under center 70% of the time. No, like they are what they are. The quarterback they have is the quarterback they have. They're averaging 28 points with AJ in the lineup. So I don't think they need to make like massive changes. But no, I don't expect to see a completely different offense on Sunday.
I tell you what I'm excited to see.
What?
The defense.
Yes.
I mean, right
it's
now
a real
we are,
challenge.
Yeah, we're the sixth ranked defense in the league from a points per game.
Really?
Yes.
Well, an interesting matchup, too.
Haven't faced an offense like this since the first week of the season.
Yes.
Right. I think that, obviously, Quinion versus Jamar Chase is an exciting matchup to watch. But they put Chase in the slot quite a bit. I mean, he's been in there, I think, close to 100 snaps this season.
Yeah. Welcome to the league, Cooper DeGene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Cooper versus Chase is also a really intriguing matchup. And obviously, this is why if Higgins plays, that's a big deal. Because if there's only Chase, then you can focus on him way more. But yeah, it's gonna be a really good test for the rookies. And as long as they compete, that's all I'm looking for.
No,
like,
Compete,
bring the dog mentality, and they'll be good.
All right, Elliot, enjoy your flight to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Thank you. Make sure you get two cups
of Skyline chili while you're down there.
Yes.
I'm not coming anywhere close.
All right. You can hear the Go Birds podcast every single day wherever you get your podcast. It's a nice little thing in the morning. I'll listen on my drive in. It's like 20, 30 minutes. Elliot giving you Eagles updates. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. That was a classic Ike and Elliot. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, acceptable loss. Well, because he was doing so well, moving in the right direction. But true to Elliot form, he's uncomfortable being in that lane.
Yes.
So he has to be like, no, this is the week I got to go the other way.
Well, and what happens, watching, as you heard on Tuesday, hearing those debates in front of you are very funny because you hear them wind down and get to the point where it's over, and then Elliot's like, but it is an acceptable loss. And then you just start right back at the beginning again. It's like being in Mario and being in like world 6-3 or whatever and dying and having to start at the beginning again and get back to where you were.
His biggest issue is he started off with in soccer.
Yes.
You can't start off an American sport.
Yes.
Topic talking about, well, in soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this country?
Yeah.
In this city?
Come on, Elliot. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
This one's, I think, going to be on YouTube. Yeah.
You know what? Listen, you're going to have to respect the OG, man.
Who doesn't respect you? I mean, you create this narrative in your head. No one respects you.
I'll be hearing a little bit of testy mouths up in there. I got to keep this thing going. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's all good, though, because here's what I like. The fact that I've been doing this thing for so long, I'm accustomed to playing the long game, pause. But, you know what I'm
I don't think that's pause worthy.
Yeah, it was. Cause, you know,
go ahead, OG. Built, you know, go damn, ahead, man.
Just phoned it, Jack. You know what I mean? Hung low type of thing. You know, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't have to worry about that. Don't worry.
You know, using the yarn hold you all up in there.
See? Get back on track.
Yeah, what are we even talking about?
Get back on track.
Besides,
I like where
Jack,
this is going. Yeah.
Jack's shorts being a little light. Besides that.
Yeah.
Do we need to bring back the zipper story?
He doesn't even remember.
He doesn't even know what he wants to say. Yes.
Yeah. Can I go now?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Go.
Go.
All right. Listen. So, according to this game coming up, I totally disagree with Elliot on damn near everything he said. But I would say this here: this game means more to the players than it does to us, because players have just went through a media bashing because they believe in themselves, and they already always have. But I don't know, for some reason, like Spike keeps throwing in there, the last game they dummied something down or they made it real simple. The Cleveland game, remember, we couldn't even run the ball in that game. Mm-hmm. So we had to throw the ball to win that game. And the reason why we ended up on 20 points, Spike, was because we nailed it down. We could have actually scored. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't
hold on, Jack. We needed AJ to get in the end zone on that play.
The points are the points.
We did, actually. Yeah. Right.
We had two touchdowns that game. Right.
The points are the points.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So what I'm saying to you guys is this here. This game is big in a sense that we are in a, what do you call it, a upward
upward trend.
Upward trend.
Yeah.
Yes. In terms of
trajectory,
getting on the same page. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So I think that's what's more important than anything, because what it will actually indicate is that the offense is coming around. The players are chemistry now, because that's what's missing with this team. I keep telling people, don't think that we are a bad team. If you look at the games, we haven't, out of them two losses, we ain't lost not one game because of Jalen. Not one. You know what I'm saying? The Tampa Bay game, we ain't had none of our weapons. Whoa. So we ain't even really got to chalk that one up. You know what I mean? The Atlanta game, if Saquon catches that ball, we nail that down, we win that game.
He also threw an interception to end the game.
Yes.
That's fine, but that didn't cost us the game.
Well, sure. They needed was a field goal.
Yeah.
All they needed was a field goal. Come on, we don't need to do this.
And we only had, right, but we had 34 seconds on the clock, and just because all we needed was a field, don't mean that Jake Elliott couldn't miss the field.
He didn't give him a chance to make it. Come on, OG. Yeah. I'm with you.
Keep it real.
But keep it real.
Okay, calm down. Everybody calm down. And, all right, let me give y'all, all three of you guys, let me give you a trivia, okay?
Oh, awesome.
When was the last time Kansas City seen 30 points on their scoreboard, scored on their defense?
The Super Bowl?
This year.
Against us, against the Eagles.
That was the last time Kansas City seen 30 points on their scoreboard.
I don't care.
If you don't think that helps Patrick Mahomes look like or better than he, whatever.
There we go again.
We're not going down that road again.
No, I'm not. I don't want to do that.
All right.
What I want to do is just try to get people to see other sides.
But the thing you said, OG.
In today's society, we become so fascinated with instant stuff and flash and flood, but y'all don't know how to look and see what the team is.
Look,
and you're about the long game.
Here's what I would say, OG. Here's what I would say to wrap this up, because we got to go. The whole thing with, like, they haven't lost a game because of Jalen. Jalen's got to be a reason they win the game.
Yeah.
If you have a backup quarterback that you put in and you're like, and this is, we've been in this situation. We'll be like, all we want Gardner Minshew to do is don't lose the game.
Yeah.
But that can't be Jalen.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm being unfair here.
Hey, was Jalen the reason why we lost? I mean, why we won the Green Bay game, the first game?
No.
I would say Saquon was.
34 points, Mike.
Yes, but and he had
he also
four,
turned the ball,
he
yeah,
turned the ball over twice.
Almost five times.
Oh, three turnovers.
Yeah.
But we scored 34 points.
No, we got to go to break.
This is when I'm off.
I love you, buddy, but we got to go.
This is when I jump off.
Yeah, he's like the Elliot of Jalen Hurts people.
Yes.
We need to put those two in a room. They never leave.
I'm with you, OG, on a lot of stuff, but you can't just absolve me from any type of culpability in the losses. Yes, in the Falcon game, he threw an interception late when they had a chance to get a field goal. They didn't lose the game because of him, but damn, he didn't go down and give him a chance to win the game.
Yeah, come on.
What? And even the game on Sunday. Did they win that game because of Jalen?
No, that's Saquon's
game. No, yeah, that's
because of Jalen.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No,
yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's he was there.
Yes, he was there.
All right. Coming up next, two big things are coming up. First of all, against our better judgment, Tornado Shapiro returns for his game day forecast. And remember, it's in Cincinnati where I grew up. Yeah. Who knows?
You know what the weather's going to be like.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Also, tread lightly, Tornado.
Yeah.
We're kind of like Cincinnati's our second city as a show. Like we've adopted
it
since. Well, I don't know.
No, it's not.
Trying to show some support.
And then as well, after that, we will reveal what we found out about Jack in between shows from Hugh and Joe. It's very exciting.
I don't know what this could be.
You haven't gone to Giglio and asked him, have you?
No,
of course he has.
Well, yeah, but he didn't tell me.
I told you he has. Of course he has. You kidding me?
Yeah, of course.
Snake.
Yeah, but Giglio listens, so he's not going to tell him.
Yeah. Snake over there. So all that is coming up next.
Or did he tell you?
He didn't tell me. I need to know what I'm... I'm not a surprise man, all right?
Yeah.
I need to know how to defend myself.
Well,
how much defending this
needs. Here's what I'll say. There's no defense for this.
Well, that sounds pretty bad.
Yes.
And I don't think I've done anything that bad.
All of that is coming up next, as well as your calls, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
He's so worried in there.
Oh, he's very worried. I love it.
I don't like surprises.
Fall is in the air. Backyard football games and leaves on the ground. Now tackle your fall game day menu this Eagle season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, I'm talking Dietz and Watson. Now fire up that grill at the tailgate or in the backyard with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages from Dietz and Watson. Sandwiches are always a winning combo with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Dietz and Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you or seasonal grilling ideas. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Very shortly, we will find out if the weather is going to be an issue on Sunday as we get our weekly game day forecast from Tornado Shapiro. Excited for that. Is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles? We'll get to you on that as well. 215-592-9494. Tornado Shapiro, he's back again.
Fella, game day forecast.
Yeah, here he is. Game day
hey,
forecast.
Hey, Tornado.
What's happening? To quote the great Bill Belichick, we're on to Cincinnati. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Cincinnati. You know, I dated a very eager assistant producer there named Shirley. Pretty girl. Stout with short hair. Looked a lot like Pete Rose, but her hit total was even higher. Hello. We called her Shirley Hustle because she always dove in head first. Come
on. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I'll tell you, fellas, she'd take on the whole big red machine. Tony Perez was saying, Mas bajo, por favor. Shirley Hustle didn't speak a word of Spanish, but she got the idea right quick.
Is this supposed to be a forecast?
Where's the weather at, man?
Cincinnati. Last time I was in Cincy, I drove along the Ohio River Scenic Byway looking for the Ike Reese statue.
Didn't find it? Didn't see it?
After about 7 hours, I gave up and drove home. Ike Reese, the Cincinnati kid. How about you, boy?
Ike, no statue of you?
No statue. High school still hasn't even retired my jersey.
Disappointed.
Yeah. I'm disappointed, too. Keep it real. Keep it real, Ike. Worked in Cincinnati in the early 90s. Fun place. Misty Point on the Ohio River. Ike, I thought you might be familiar with Misty Point.
Never heard of Misty Point.
Misty was a weather girl out of WWPNP, the point. Point just a little lower, please.
Yep.
Now, Misty lived in Newport on the Kentucky side of the river.
Mm.
The wind came in stiff, and so did I. Ike Reek, Ike Reese wasn't far behind. Tell the people, Ike, don't be shy.
Oh, wow. What are you, with Misty River? With Tornado?
I don't quite remember. Yeah.
Okay.
Play Misty for me, Kentucky. Misty was finger-licking good, and she always put a smile on the colonel's face. In Vanity Fair, Misty later credited Ike Reese for much of her success. She recounted how Ike taught her the icky shuffle.
Oh, oh God. You taught Misty the icky shuffle, Ike?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Queen City, home of the Weather Queen, Queenie Weenie with a bright bikini. Guys didn't know she was a real queen until it was too late. Come on.
All right. Okay. Enough. What's the forecast? We're done.
Well, be careful of your footing. The turf isn't the only thing that's moist.
All right. Stop. Get the forecast for Cincinnati on Sunday.
62 degrees, mostly sunny, another picture-perfect day for football.
All right, there you go. So picture-perfect day, beautiful day, no rain.
So quick there, fella. We are in the Midwest.
What does that even mean?
We start with a 3% chance of precip, and that variable has a habit of sneaking. Get on up again. We're looking at a 50% chance of sunshine, 50% chance of precip, and that is a lock, son, and you know it.
50-50
again. 50-50
again.
Great. Good, thank you, Tornado.
Outro music.
There is no outro music.
Misty Point?
Misty Point?
Yeah.
Written about in Vanity Fair.
Yeah, wow.
She credited you.
How about that?
Taught her the icky shuffle.
Man, that was a while ago.
He said she
stiff
was
wind, a stiff wind came in.
Yeah.
Why is it called the Queen City again?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We couldn't pick a... It's not a shot. We're going to pick a different city.
It's because of Queenie Weenie with a bright bikini.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, since you brought that up, Jack, I got to call out the frauds in Charlotte who've tried to take
Queen City. Yeah,
that's not right.
Yes.
Frauds.
I don't know which city was there first, but I do know which is more popular.
It's like, why is it who day, who dat?
Yeah.
Queen City.
Cincinnati's trying to hold on to everything they can. Everybody just, it's just like Trenton. Cincinnati makes the world takes. 215-592-9494.
Is that the moniker?
Yeah, of Trenton. Yeah, it's on the bridge when you drive into there.
Yeah.
We will have the thing we found out about Jack.
Yes.
We'll reveal that right after we talk to Aaron in Mount Airy. Aaron, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Aaron?
What up, A?
You know what? You know, yesterday, that show was very flagrant. You know what popped away here yesterday when y'all was doing the meat topic?
Yeah.
The whole time I was like, because, you know, when Ike brought the pause thing to the MP, Spike was in his beloved New York, right?
Yeah.
Beloved, yeah.
The thing that popped on here is, like, if Spike was the program director, I could just see Ike walking by Spike's office one day. And Spike, like, hey, Ike, let me talk to you for a second. The whole pause thing.
Yes, the whole pause thing. Do we need to do that? Yes.
Because you know he would have had hundreds of emails that people don't know what – people don't understand. So, you know, when people don't understand, people get upset.
Yep.
They do.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Yeah, you might be right. I don't know if Spike would have been okay with the pause. He certainly would have asked me what's the whole meaning behind it.
Yeah, what are we doing there? I think, look, your job as program, you get a lot of angry emails. It's your job to, you know, internalize them, reply to them, and then delete them unless they have a point. I would say that Rod is what's the word I'm looking for? Is showing a very tough stomach with the way that we handle the show sometimes, and I may not have had such a strong stomach to deal with.
Yeah, but now he's on this side.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Queenie Weenie with the bright bikini. Get it? The field is moist.
See, we can do all this stuff now. Yes. What's up, A?
It's like. I don't know why I do this to myself, because I listen to the Deli Pie from Elliot, and all he does is just make me upset with the things he says.
Yeah? Well, what an endorsement.
And he lives in his world. Because when he did the pie with James a couple days ago, the full pie, and he brought back up the kids thing. I'm like, listen, man. I understand you're an entity, so but let it go.
The Nick Sirianni kids.
Yeah. Because he frames everything around him. Mm-hmm. Elliot, he frames everything about him. It's not really about this or that. It's about me, and I want to make sure I'm right. But look, this
taking us in the inside of the body.
Yeah,
we have to put Jalen Hurts in his proper context. This, like, he cannot throw the ball more than 20 to 23 times a game, even with these weapons. That is who he is. I don't care that this is a new offense to him. We have seen him enough to, because even when he had a quote unquote great year, how many touchdown passes did he have? 23?
Yeah. Yep.
Something like that. So we we have to understand what he is. He's a 20 to 25 touchdown pass thrower. He shouldn't put the ball in the air no more than 25 times a game. So if you run that formula, and the money's already paid for Saquon Barkley, run him into the ground. It is what it is. You just have to run Saquon Barkley into the ground. That's the best way to succeed. And I heard y'all saying, is that the best way to win? It is the best way to win for this team.
Right.
Like, it is the best way to win.
Yeah.
Can we win Super Bowl with it? I don't know. But we just got to hope that he plays his best game. Because he did. How many touchdown passes did he have in the Super Bowl? Because he had more rushing touchdowns. So we just got to hope.
Yeah. He definitely had more. I think he only had the one touchdown pass to AJ.
Yeah, so we just got to hope he plays his best. Oh, and another thing, right quick. Pete was like,
should have had two. Devontae went out of bounds.
Well, Aaron, the only thing I'd say moving forward is that, so the Eagles have, I think, just under $15 million in cap space for this year for the trade deadline, is that if that's what he's going to be and they're going to ride with him and that's what he's going to be moving forward, they have to really think about, I think both Devontae and A.J. Brown are great, but I don't know that you need to spend that money on Devontae if you're not going to throw the ball that much.
We're not getting rid of those guys.
No, well, I'm just saying.
Would never on this show.
Well, I'm not A.J., for sure. Well, A.J. is very necessary here. I just wonder if that money is better spent defensively. They spent a ton of money on the offensive line, cool. Spend money on Saquon Barkley, cool. But then when you look at sort of the distribution of resources and you look at the sort of defense you're going to need to have, and they'll be able to make a better decision after this year about what players, you know, what they're probably going to need a dominant edge. You know, that would be my guess.
A premier edge.
The question I would ask is that money better spent on Devontae or is that money better spent on what's that?
It's better spent on AJ. I was about to say, I honestly would entertain trading Devontae Smith. Hear me out right quick. Because Elliot made a big hubbub about a third receiver. But this is what I think he's talking about. Someone that if one of them go down, we need someone to step in. He's not talking about a third receiver as in a slot receiver because we know Jalen Hurts doesn't throw across the middle. Because people mention Drew Brees' height. You know Drew Brees threw the ball to Lance Moore and Jimmy Graham a lot, and they worked out
a lot.
Yes, a lot.
A slot receiver wouldn't matter here. I know Devontae Smith gets 1,000 yards, but then we take Dallas Goedert out the offense. Someone is going to get knocked out the offense. Someone's going to get knocked out the offense. So we can have a very high pay receiver who's probably a top five receiver in the league, and then you can get a lesser number two because this is the offense we can't be a pass heavy offense. We try, and then we know it doesn't work. No matter who's calling the plays, it doesn't work with the quarterback we have.
I'm going to tell you what's going to wind up happening if that's the case. If they come to that realization, you know what's going to happen? They're going to change the quarterback.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Aaron. Yeah, because
Jeffrey Lurie wants to throw the ball.
Right. Well, and that's how you win in the NFL at this point.
So, if they are like, you know what, it's not getting any better, this is as good as it's going to get. No, they're going to change the quarterback.
Maybe it's not next year. Maybe they draft a guy, and so who knows. So right after Jack tells you where to get appliances, we are going to reveal
something shocking.
What we learned about Jack.
I'm sure it's awesome.
Shows.
It's great. Keep talking. Yep. Anyway, so to ensure that I still have sponsors after this explosive thing that everyone's going to talk about.
Yep.
National Appliance Warehouse, I love. I love National Appliance Warehouse, and it's for multiple reasons. The main one, and something that Mark Stomach and his family truly care about, is creating a family-like atmosphere at National Appliance Warehouse. When you walk in, you feel like you're hanging out with friends. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference and really sets it apart from other appliance stores. And speaking of friends and family, the Friends and Family Savings event is going on right now. So your dollar's always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. You know that. That's guaranteed by Price Assure. If you don't know what Price Assure is, Price Assure is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But they also have great savings events like the Friends and Family Savings event that's going on right now. So from Sub-Zero to Budget, over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom at National Appliance Warehouse, you will find the perfect appliance for you. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com, visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today, and as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. The topic today is Sunday, an acceptable loss for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. That is our Twitter question as well. It is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Would losing on Sunday be acceptable? 80% say no. That's come down a little bit, actually, about 5%. Okay. So now on to our Jack Fritz reveal. So every day when Ike and I walk into the studio, Jack's actually in a different room, Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas are still in, and we'll exchange pleasantries with Joe and Hugh. Hugh will stay till 1:59:58 before he leaves, just saying hi. And we got to talking about Jack. And
super.
And Joe Giglio told us, he said, "You know what Jack does, right?" And I was like, "No, what?" He was like, "He searches the WIP air feed every day for his own name." So we have a service where you can actually type in words and look for the audio. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Jack always looks for his own name during the station to see what people are saying about him."
Yeah, not every day, but I've done it in the past. Yeah. It's not every day. I promise it's not every day.
Yeah, it's not now, every day.
Well, this is how an addict sounds.
Well,
it's not a problem.
When I was on my way up in this station, yeah, I was searching my name to see if anyone was saying it, 100%. But now that I'm one of the big dogs around here, I don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
I've actually gotten way better about not caring. I don't like listening to the show when I'm not there because I can't defend myself and then I get mad.
Yeah.
But I'm generally okay.
Okay, so
but I have searched my name, yes. Okay. I don't do it every day.
When is the last time you searched your name?
Probably like a month ago.
That's a lie. I don't believe that at all.
I'm trying to be as honest as I am.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'm certainly researching it during the Phillies.
Yes.
Probably. But I would say that's more old. I would say it's a year, 2 years ago, Jack.
Okay.
I'm in a different spot now.
Do you search things that might sound like your name in case the name doesn't come up?
No.
You don't?
No.
So what are you searching for, though? Like, see if somebody says something bad about you?
See if anyone's talking crap.
Who's talking crap?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
like we do to other people?
Yeah,
we spent
25 minutes destroying the morning show.
Ripping Richie and the camera.
Well, I could have said that, and then I could have found it. We could have played it on the show.
It's just for the show, huh?
Well, it could always be for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, see what callers say.
Mm.
Yeah, just know that I'm always watching.
All right.
You're checking to see what callers say?
Well, they show up on the software as well. I mean, they could be mentioning the name, and then I'm going to have to file it away for someone who's not allowed on the show again.
So I want to tell anybody, if you call and you have to sit on hold an extra long time, it could be because Jack has put you to the bottom of my priority list.
Because he's heard you in the past say something that you didn't agree with.
Always watching. Yeah.
Or listening in his case.
Listening, yeah, in that instance, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Jack every day searches for...
Not every day.
Well,
You're just like the athletes, man.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course. Yeah, I'm interested. I'm always interested in my Q rating. You know what I mean?
The slay of WIP.
Yeah, the slay
Jack
of WIP.
Do I need to start tweeting all my accolades?
Yeah.
Usually happens is that I'm on the software,
yeah,
trying to find like a piece of audio for something else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, while I'm here, has anyone mentioned me
I'm here, has anyone mentioned me?
You're honestly, so we've had this software for maybe 6 years or 7 years?
I would say 3 years.
No. It starts with a V?
Yeah.
We've had it for 6 or 7 years.
I only found out about it about 3 years ago.
So the only people I've ever known to use it are salespeople who are looking for mentions of their clients, and it makes it easy. Jack is the first air talent I've ever heard looking for his own name using this.
I don't even know anything about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
No, I don't really care, honestly.
Well, again, you're a big dog. It took me a while to become a big dog. Now I don't care.
I don't care.
It's flattering when they're talking about you on the other shows.
It means you're doing something right.
Yes, it means you're doing something
right. Do you believe
right.
him that he hasn't done it in a month?
Of course not.
Okay, all right. Just to be sure.
I don't know my password anymore. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you believe that Jack doesn't search his name every day? 215-592-9494. Big V, you're on WIP.
He searches his name every day.
I mean, I Google myself, but I don't search my name on this software.
He's dropping on his wife. I mean, come on. Of course he does. He's a narcissistic he's Jet. That's the best way I can explain it.
Yep. It was the most unsurprising thing I've heard in months.
No. I mean, when you heard it, you were like, really?
Well, that makes sense.
I was actually happy somebody in programming was using that website. I used to send emails out about it. Nobody would ever use it. I'm happy Jack's actually using it. So that's the good thing.
Jack, justify is just a lie.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good phrase. Justify is just a lie. So is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles, Big V?
Hell no. There's no such thing as an acceptable loss.
That's right.
You lost your ever-loving. Look, see, the thing is this. People who say that, Sunday is an acceptable loss, those are the same people who petition that little leaguers don't get a championship trophy. They get a participant.
Yeah.
Go through all that to participate. No, these guys work hard, put on pads, helmets, so they can go out there and win. Nobody goes out and goes, well, it's an acceptable loss. I'll just get
Of course, the players aren't thinking that, Big V. The players aren't going out there to have an acceptable loss.
Oh, you mean the fans think it's an acceptable
right.
loss? It's called being scared by a dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Talk to him, Big V.
Yeah, people said about the Mets, too.
Well, that's true.
I said the same thing. I was scared of them. You weren't sitting up there.
Yeah, we lost it. No, we lost. That don't mean we had to be scared.
Well, it's an acceptable amount of skepticism.
Listen, see. Here's the thing: when you're facing a bully, the best way to face a bully is punch him in the face.
That's right. That's right. Well, Jack's never been in a fight either.
Don't fight,
so
no.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I got a black belt. I'll train you for, a certain price. And then you can look that up on Twitter and see what you're talking about.
Between Elliot's boxing class and me doing karate.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The toughest stages.
Yeah, you guys. We're
going to beat the crap out of everyone.
Yeah,
here,
you guys.
Well, at least you can intimidate, 12-year-old girls.
I mean, all right. Okay. Thank you for the call. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Coming up next, Jaws. Jaws joining us. Who knows quarterbacking more than Jaws? I want to ask Jaws, coming up next, what is more important for him to see on Sunday? A good performance from the offense or a good performance of the defense? Which means more moving forward? We'll talk to Jaws next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Cincinnati isn't the only team/city that totally sucks. We all know that hackers suck. The most. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and when hackers attack, business owners see red. In today's world of increasing cyber threats, Telesystem is here to help keep businesses connected and protected. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.